Chance to visit with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch in our game preview. As always, we're presented in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds with Mother's Day right around the corner. You mention my name or Scoops with Danny Mac, you'll get even more off the great deals at Lordo's Diamonds, 9222 Clayton Road, and they're located in the heart of Ladue. See their stuff. It's great at lordosdiamonds.com. Coming up with Derek Gould, we'll talk about the homestand. Resurgence of Dexter Fowler, Marcell Ozuna, Michael Wacha back on the mound tonight. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and the Washington Nationals beginning tonight on Fox Sports Midwest. Up next, a visit with Derek Gould.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Well, Derek Gould, it was a homestand that saw the Cardinals take 2 of 3 against the Mets, a sweep of Milwaukee, 2 of 3 over Cincinnati. What were your takeaways from a very good homestand for the Cardinals?
Well, how well they're playing at home. I think that's such an important thing that's maybe been overlooked here of recent years. You know, they're for a stretch, Dan, at, you know, Busch 3 at the new downtown ballpark. Do we still call it that?
Yes.
Okay. The relatively new downtown ballpark. You know, they were given to win 50 games, you know, averaging more than 50 wins there at home, and that's significant. I mean, I kind of contended that, you know, like their run prevention style of play, their strong defense, their ground ball pitching, all that stuff played well at that ballpark for so long. And then you look in recent years, and that's just absolutely eroded. I know that it's something that the front office was frustrated about, that, you know, the best product was not in front of the fans. You know, some of the players were frustrated, you know, especially when you go back to like kind of the Big Bomber days, right, when they had the lineup that hit so many home runs, but kind of lived at the extremes. It just did not play well at that ballpark. And also the teams that struggled defensively really struggled at that ballpark. You know, so I think, you know, for them to assert themselves, and I saw an offense that really could take advantage of Busch Stadium. So many different ways for them to score runs. Obviously, Ozuna's on a tear. Goldschmidt hasn't really caught fire yet. Neither has Matt Carpenter. And yet, you're seeing base running create runs. I mean, they won games against the Mets because of their base running. They won games against the, you know, Milwaukee by just outpacing the Brewers, who were so reliant on home runs. Same with the Mets. So you saw teams who were reliant on home runs come into Busch and struggle to keep up with the Cardinals, who weren't. And I just think that that's a nice snapshot of how this team can win, how this team ought to win, how this team needs to hold onto its home field and do what, say, last year's team did not. You know this well, and I would imagine fans remember it. I mean, a 6-game losing streak at home was one of the factors that led to the firing of the manager. It just was, they were not happy with the product that was going on at Busch. I can't say that at all this season. It's a remarkable turnaround.
It is, and part of that turnaround, you mentioned Marcell Ozuna. The other one would be Dexter Fowler. Why? Yeah. What do you see with those two and the resurgence of those two outfielders?
Well, health. I mean, I think it all starts there, right? Is they have health, and I think now what we're seeing is confidence in that health. I mean, I think I think Dexter had that from the get-go, from moving around in spring training, from how light on his feet he was during spring training. His relationship with Schilt was like putting in two new AA batteries in his back. You know, I mean, he just was recharged. And I think, you know, for Marcel, the faith in his health has come along a little bit more slowly, very similar from my outside looking in perspective to like a pitcher. You know, and there's a parallel there. Like, look at Carlos Martinez, right? Carlos Martinez has checked out medically, but just hasn't unleashed the fury yet. Hasn't pitched at full strength, has kind of held himself back, whether it's subconsciously or maybe consciously, because he don't want to get hurt. And now they've had to rethink what his role is. You know, we see this with pitchers where they're healthy and they're full go, and there's just like that moment that they leap off and say, all right, I'm going to snap off a curveball for the first time with this new ligament, or I'm going to throw a fastball at full strength with this new shoulder. You know, that same is true for position players, though we don't see it as much because they do so many different things. I think there was something about that with Ozuna. Hey, trust the arm to let it go. Trust the swing to let it go. You know, the pain isn't going to rifle through the body. You know, we see it with Andrew Miller, to be honest, too. It's like, hey, you know, you got a healthy knee now. Break the bad habits that were there to protect you when the knee was not healthy. And I just think Ozuna snapped into, you know, whatever it was in Mexico. Maybe it was the comfort there. Maybe falling off the wall was the kind of jolt that he needed. You know, any of those things could have been it. But what we see is a guy who is no longer swinging with trepidation. He's just swinging with ferocity.
We got Michael Walker going tonight against Patrick Corbin. You can see the game on Fox Sports Midwest. And this would be a tough series for the hitters. I mean, when you look at Corbin and Scherzer and Strasburg are mixed in here. Sanchez will go in game two. So this will be a good test to the Cardinals offense.
Absolutely. And he might be facing a Nationals team that, I mean, it's been probably undercovered how riddled by injuries they've been. You know, you got Zimmerman, Rendon could be, you know, an injury loss here this week in this series. So the offense of the Nationals is not what they imagine, though they're coming off a walk-off win that was punctuated by Matt Adams, big city, familiar name, winning it for them. But they constructed this this rally out of their young guys. So, you know, some hard knocks, learning curves. What's the cliche du jour for talking about young hitters and how they're figuring things out? Whatever it is, the Nationals are going through that. But they're a team that just puts the squelch on offensively. I think it'll be a real good test, Dan, sort of what you alluded to there, of the Cardinals' variety of offense. How many ways can they score? Because we've seen them do a lot of different things, but let's see how opportunistic they can be if they get one crack in the seam by one of these great pitchers.
Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Matt Carpenter. The most rewarding thing for me is to be able to play in front of the best fans in baseball. A close second is the Snooks Rewards app because it simplifies my shopping. It helps me organize my shopping list by easily finding items that are organic, heart healthy, whatever I'm looking for. There is also a really cool feature that helps you locate items in the store. So when you're looking for my salsa, just type in Mojo Salsa and the app will tell you where to find it. Simplify shopping. Download the Snooks Rewards app today.
And a final question for you. On Friday, the unveiling of the Cardinals Hall of Fame, Mort Cooper, We did not cover him, but we did cover Jason Isringhausen and Scott Rolen. Just your thoughts on those two going into the Cardinals Hall of Fame.
Well, I think we're in for a rather entertaining induction speech from both of them. You know, if the conference call was any example, though, Scott Rolen will not be able to be pulled over for speeding, I would assume, during the induction speech. But, yeah, I mean, these were two guys, you know, Scott Rolen, best third baseman, all-around third baseman I've been around, you know, definitely in the conversation for one of the best in, well, probably the best of his generation, followed by Arenado, and definitely in the conversation for belonging to the Hall of Fame, the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, as I've voted for him just because of what he did at a position that's underrepresented, when compared to other greats at that position. And then Isringhouse, I mean, he's the all-time saves leader in club history. You know, and to be candid, like a rather significant figure in Cardinals spending when you think about it.
Really,
right?
The first free agent that was brought in by the DeWitt family in many
That's
ways.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and it's curious that you know that first move was a closer, right? Because now,
well, we should say this too, though, Derek. I mean, in '96 when they won, they spent on Gant and Gaetti and some others to bring them in. They won, but then it was, you know, trades to bring guys in and then sign them, and then in that next wave with the DeWitt ownership group, Izzy was really kind of the centerpiece of what Tony always said: you got to have a closer, and they went out and got one of the game's best.
Right, and I want to run this by you, Dan, because I know there were other free agents that they signed before, and Gaetti's a good example of that, Gant. But to me, Isringhausen was like the first bidding war, right? Because
yes.
There were other teams.
Well, he was there.
They
he
had
was,
to go
he
over
was
the
basically going
to
go to Texas, and
right.
It was a personal conversation with Mr. DeWitt within a 24-hour period that brought Jason to St. Louis, and he said basically, "What do I need to do to get you here?" And that was how it was negotiated, and Izzy became a Cardinal, and the rest is history.
Right, and you know, local kid, that adds to it. I don't think it's possible to completely capture in words how much this means to him. It's been on his mind. He's been one of the more active guys talking about what it would mean to get a red coat for him to have a plaque in that, in the Hall of Fame there, downtown, right across the street from the ballpark in Ballpark Village. And, you know, he's been very candid about it. And, you know, his return to the team, sort of as I know he works with the Cardinal Corps. He's kind of a roving pitching, mentor. His work with Jordan Hicks. I just know how much it means to him to be part of the eternal Cardinal family, not just part of this moment in Cardinal history.
Absolutely, and that's well put. Derek, we'll see you at the ballpark tonight, and we'll catch up again tomorrow.
I look forward to that, Dan. This is going to be an interesting road trip.
Absolutely. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you.